Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Craig Forsander, Vice President of Natural Gas Gathering and Processing Operations for One Oak.
Geographical standpoint, where, you know, a lot of people are talking about the sweet spot. City, Montana, that's about, 45 minutes west of Williston. Is there any strategic reason for that?
Well, certainly we have a footprint that really, to a great degree, the core area is really on the south end. You're down along the I-94 corridor, really pretty much all the way to the Canadian border. Certainly, the heart of that being McKenzie County and maybe eastern and northeastern McKenzie County, with certainly a very strong presence also in Williams County, North Dakota, Dunn County, North Dakota, on up into Divide County, and then stretching over across into eastern Montana also. And really, you can kind of draw a block around that footprint, and you can see the major towns being Williston and then Dickinson to the south, and Sydney kind of to the west, and Watford City right in the middle. But our footprint really touches all of those, and our original legacy facility here was our Grasslands plant that is about 15 miles southeast of Sydney, and so there was a little bit of a natural uptick with that's where the original footprint was, and it still works very well for access to all of that geography, whether it's down south around Dickinson or all the way up north towards the Canadian border. This is a pretty good access point for all of that. And this really, Sydney is also where kind of that transition takes place between natural gas and natural gas liquids, to where our Bakken natural gas liquids pipeline, it starts and originates here in Sydney, moving south, taking liquids to southern markets.
I can remember 3-4 years ago talking with then CEO Chairman John Gibson about the difference between, say, Texas gas and the Bakken gas, one being wet, one being dry. And he had a great explanation and allowed me to understand where you guys were going because of the Bakken's wet gas. Over the past 5 years, are you guys on track with kind of that vision and that drive? It sounds to me like you are, if you're opening offices and moving ahead on things. But just how has the last 5 years been? Are you guys on track?
Oh, it's been exceptionally busy. I mean, if you look at just within the Bakken alone here, we built 7 processing plants from 2011 to 2016. So, and again, if you refer to 5 years, really over that course of that 5 years, we're about 4 times the size volume-wise of what we were really at this time in 2012. So that plan has definitely been intact and moving forward, and continues to move forward. We continue to see those growth opportunities here. Really, even here early on in 2017, I think we're seeing a little bit of that move with the producers, where we are seeing more rig activity, we are seeing more well completions, and here early in 2017, yes, we are basically seeing record volume throughputs on our system.
How is your 2017, say, the outlook looking? I mean, you made a couple mentions that it looks pretty good, but just kind of the next outlook that you see happening over the next 6 to 8 to 12 months in the Bakken?
Well, again, I mean, we've got a growth plan here in 2017. It's probably not quite the growth plan that it was during that 5 years where we saw the rapid build, but we're continuing to see, again, the rig activity and the well completion activity. It's driving things on our system around some pipeline work as it relates to infrastructure to really get that gas into our processing plants. Some of the places where we need additional compression to get it into our system and through our plants. I'd like to say it's a milder growth plan, but again, what we are seeing here early in 2017 is really record throughputs on our system. So the infrastructure build that we really did over that 5-year cycle is basically paying us dividends at this point. And at this point, at least right now, with the level of activity we see, it's kind of milder tweaks to our growth plan, but nonetheless, it's still a growth plan. And so really, the bets that were made during those 5 years, they're definitely paying dividends for us.
Well, thank you much for your time. I appreciate it. And I don't know if you have any final thoughts or anything we missed or anything that you want to accentuate, but I usually like to give guests the final word. And so I know that we wanted to stay within 10 minutes, so I thought, you know, we'd just give you final thoughts if you want that. Otherwise, we can certainly call her good.
No, I think we've covered it. Again, I think we're we're optimistic. We have a kind of a bullish viewpoint on the industry and trying to respond to ultimately what our customers' needs are here. And again, we think those needs are continuing to grow, and there's demands, and we're responding to them.
To listen to the full-length interview with Craig Forsander with One Oak, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, of the wide open prairie, out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.